Hi, and welcome to day two of your transformation program. My name is Daniel Chang. Now, before we get into any further details, I want to remind you to think of this process as a complete transformation, both body and mind. It's not a change, because when a change is made, people often go back to old habits after a while. With your transformation, we are looking at your personal growth, and this is the mindset that will carry you through today and the next 8 days after. All right, now let's recap on a few details we covered in yesterday's audio. The most important thing for you to do is to be prepared. Remember to take all of your supplies with you that you will need for the day and set an alarm on your phone or another device so that you are staying on track with the program. This is how you set yourself up for success. Now, you must be consistent and passionate about your progress. This is how we develop patterns that will carry you into the future. You will notice that you may start to get a bit hungry today and tomorrow. This has to do mostly with that wanting of your mind that we talked about yesterday. You know, as we all know, old habits can be hard to break. So push through this process and keep moving forward. This can be a dicey day with cravings, especially if you were addicted to caffeine and sugar. Cravings will go away when you are hydrated enough, as water flushes out the toxins. So keep on drinking water whenever you can. And continue to watch out for the detox effects. Again, making sure that you drink a lot of water will help you with this process. One really helpful tool is to educate the people around you on how they can help you. For example, you can tell a family member or a coworker, "Hey, I would really appreciate it if you could take the things that I may have temptation over away from me." So for instance, if they are snacking on chocolate or chips, ask them to eat those foods somewhere else, just for the next little while. And for yourself, put things that you would normally eat and drink away and out of reach so that you are not tempted. If you have a partner or a family, see if someone else can do the cooking while you are on the program. You are looking to purify your body over the 10 days, and having old foods and drinks around can easily throw you off. Remember that you do have the flex items available if needed, but really do your best to go as long as you can without going to those flex items. This will really give you the optimal results that you are looking for and achieving and empowering yourself to know that you have self-control and that you can do this program. This is part of the process that will take you to a higher level of awareness. Strive to do your best each and every day. You will get to your goals faster that way. Now, in order for you to visualize where you want to go, find some pictures. They can be either of you when you were younger, leaner, fitter, or maybe they're of another person that you could realistically model yourself after. You can even add some moderate exercise to your regimen if you're looking for that next level of transformation. And of course, meditation, visualization, breathing techniques, and even yoga, all of these tools can help you go further in the direction of your goals. So, you've gotten through day one and you're on your way. Stay strong, and I look forward to speaking to you again tomorrow. Bye now.